Hello, this is Norma Sheehan from the Heal Your Hole podcast, asking you to heal my hole for a change, the hole in my pocket. It's just a small one-off payment, no subscriptions, takes 30 seconds to do apparently. So you need to follow the support this show link in the show description. And every payment increases my healing power, so I can continue to tend to your lazy holes, hairy holes, needy holes, itchy holes, money holes, smelly holes, arseholes.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello and welcome to episode number 3 of the Heal Your Hole podcast with myself, Norma Sheehan, where we look at all the various pains in your holes and we tackle them hard on. And last time we dealt with grave holes, which, yeah, it was interesting, but I decided to lift the mood a bit this time. And we've had a lot of queries coming in about getting your hole, particularly during this corona time. So that's what we're going to tackle today. And I just want to let you know that I'm in the middle of a 24-hour fast. And I, as far as I remember, I've never fasted in my life. But didn't I put a thing up on social media last night telling people that they should, you know, they should fast and stop stuffing their faces during the virus? And then, of course, I said, well, I have to do it. So I stopped eating at midnight last night. And I actually think I have a hole in my stomach. This is what the podcast should be about. But you know what? I'm too angry. I can't talk about my stomach because I'm like, right now, the pop shield in front of me, it's in the shape of a lollipop and I could eat it. Do you know what I mean? I'm that, like, my tummy keeps rumbling. And I then read a while ago that 24 hours isn't enough. That's just a joke and you really need to do the 36. So I was like, I was planning a midnight feast tonight because I haven't eaten since midnight last night. But they say, no, go to bed and get up the following day, do the 36 hours. I don't know. Leave it with me. I couldn't recommend this to my worst enemy. Yeah. People say, oh, it's great. And, you know, you'll start to feel enlightened. I do not feel enlightened. I'm so angry. The top half of my head is just throbbing. Now, in fairness, I'm not a big coffee drinker, but I would have one and a half a day maybe, and I stopped that as well because you can only have water. Anyway, enough about me. I don't have the coronavirus, so I should just shut up, get up off my hole and get on with it. Yeah, get up off your hole and get on with it. You decided to do it, so deal with it. So back to getting your hole. Now, firstly, some of these messages coming in, I'm really confused because does someone actually have the horn during quarantine? Like, yeah, maybe on your own, but like, I don't want to go within 2 meters of anyone, not even my partner. Do you know, even the bed, there's a good 2 meters between us. We're walking around the kitchen, no eye contact. Like, what are you going to do? Have a romantic night? Yeah, get a few Corona beers in and watch a horror film about bats and get it on. I don't know. Like, I have a message here from a young fella, and he's clearly, I don't know, he's trying to get his hold, but.
I'm wondering, when it comes to getting your hole, what is the best way to approach someone? Is it by text or in person or like a cheeky message? What do you think is the best way to approach someone to ask them out?
Gosh, God love us. You sound a bit younger than me now because I know we kind of hook up with people differently. We used to kind of just meet someone through someone, and once they weren't your cousin, you could work away. Like, you know, third cousin you might get away with, but like nowadays, I don't know. I've never done dating online, so I'd say avoid it. I haven't heard that many good stories out of it. Be careful about sending pictures, though. I did send pictures to someone accidentally on WhatsApp, so I don't know how you guys survive with that. I was meant to be sending pictures to a costume designer over in Spain, and she had my measurements, but she wanted to see how I looked. So she said, would you ever just put on a pair of knicks and a vest, stand by a wall and take a few pictures side on, whatever. And so I just got my kids to take a few pictures of me in black shorts and a little vest top in six different poses by a wall and sent them on. Didn't hear back from her. No, I hadn't sent them to her. I had sent them to my daughter's friend's dad. And we are on the parking duty committee at the school, and we'd been texting about high-vis jackets, and I sent him six images of me in underwear standing by a wall. Look, he was fine. He said he's on a sports group WhatsApp and there's been full frontals, so he'd definitely seen worse. I'm more in the age category of, like, trying to get away from fellas, to be honest. Like, I don't understand. I'd say to you now, young fella, just, you might be better off on your own, because whoever invented marriage was probably a priest or something who decided you should spend the rest of your life with one person. It's madness. Like, my own marriage was a bit unusual, actually. We got married in a registry office and we didn't bother telling anyone for a year after we were married, and it was grand. No one gave a shite. My mother, all right, she did want a bit of a gathering, so I sat her down and I said, grand, make a list of who you want. She named off 100 and something people. I named off 4 or 5. Scott named off 4 or 5. So I said, Mom, get back to me when you've 20 grand there and we'll have the wedding. Funnily enough, she never got back to me, because having a wedding, I think, is awful pressure. You know, aside from the expense, you're going, like, how do I know I'm going to stay with you for the rest of my life? Are you shitting me? It's day by day. Like, I actually have a good message in here from a woman. I'm not as bad as her now, but she's going through the menopause. I'm not quite there yet. And have a listen to this message, actually.
I'm in my perimenopause, and when I go to bed at night time, I get these flipping hot flushes, pain in the hole. My husband thinks it's an invitation for a ride, and the last thing I want is a ride. Help. I turn down the sheets gracefully, and he thinks this is right on for a big, big fat ride.
I'm so sorry for you. I actually don't know how it feels, but if my libido gets any lower, I'm going to be in fierce trouble. Although I did read a book, I speak about this in my comedy tour, actually, a book called Three Women by Lisa Taddeo. Oh my God. I had to read it for a book club and I left it to the last minute. Well, I devoured it. I was walking around like a rabbit. I was like a dog in heat. Seriously, my husband was scared of me. But of course the book ended and the libido dropped again. So maybe get yourself a good book. And the hot flushes, oh my God, I have a red face anyway. Like, I look like a whiskey drinker and I don't even drink whiskey. So can you imagine the state of me during the menopause? Oh my God. And I have a message in here from another woman saying it's a total pain in the hole trying to get the ride during the corona thing, because she's got kids going around everywhere. Well, forget it. Like, I mean, I have a creaky bed to start with, so that's never going to happen with the kids in the house. And also, I just, do you know what I don't understand about beds? All my kids have their own beds, like single beds. Why am I still sharing a bed? I just don't get it. Like, say, what was it, 6th anniversary, birthday and Christmas anniversary, you forget it, birthday, blow double do, Christmas, one of you'll have a virus, like, now. But, like, I don't get it. Like, I keep saying we should at least have... Oh, that's the tummy rumbling. There we go. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. That wasn't a fart. That wasn't my tummy rumbling. But I'm always saying we should have separate duvets at least, because, you know, if someone does fart, at least you know who it came from if you have a separate duvet. I don't know what. I'm burping because... Oh my God, this is torture this fast. Oh, it just doesn't suit me. I love my chocolate anyway. And speaking of chocolate, like, chocolate sex, sex chocolate, chocolate sex. Oh God, it's an easy one. Chocolate every time. Like, although chocolate sauce can, no, don't go there. Actually, I got a message in from a fellow who's in the start of a new relationship and he's finding it very tricky with the whole corona thing. Have a listen to this.
Hiya, Norma. I've got a whole corona-based problem for you. So I find myself home quarantined with a guy I only started seeing about 4 weeks ago, and also my Argentinian Airbnb-er who can't get home. And so my issue, thankfully both of them are lovely, both problematic in their own ways. So my problem isn't actually feeling isolated. My problem is finding a bit of time to myself. Would you have any advice on that front? Much appreciated.
Now, you see, I'm not sure. There's two ways I could look at that message. There's the tummy again. It could be that, like, that guy sounds like he wants a bit of space, but he's with a new boyfriend. So, I mean, hopefully he's looking for space away from the Airbnb or to get it on with the new boyfriend. I'm not sure if he's looking for space from everybody. If you're looking for space from everybody, just go into a closet and have a wank if it's that tight a situation. Or I don't know, where could you, you can't send the Airbnb or anywhere. I don't know. Could you have like silent sex? Kind of erotic foreplay where you don't make any sound, and if one of you makes a sound, you get to beat the other one with a wooden spoon or something. Don't know why I'm putting on a, that's my sexy voice, by the way. Actually, I have a feeling that, not, I don't want to be laughing at your situation, but I have a feeling if this goes on for a few more days or weeks, that all three of you are going to be sharing a bed by the end of it. That's if your Airbnb fella's into it. Or he could watch you and make movies. If you actually just want space on your own and you're not looking for your hole, places, go to the boot of your car if you have one. I'm finding it fantastic. By the way, that's where I'm recording my podcasts, in the boot of the car, in order to get privacy during the coronavirus, in case anyone's wondering. And go to the boot of your car. If there's space in the hot press, go in there. And if you've a bath or an electric shower, stay in it for a good 40 minutes to an hour. Maybe hide on a windowsill behind a curtain under a bed. I don't know if you're a big fella. Are you a big lad? Sorry. I think this hunger is really getting to me. I could eat the microphone. Anyway, moving on. I have a message in here from a lady who says, I'm of an age now where I can't be arsed getting my hole anymore because it looks like my fanny has fainted. I'm going to repeat that. I'm of an age now where I can't be arsed getting my hole anymore because it looks like my fanny has fainted. I'm presuming, because this is something I don't have experience with yet either, is that your fangita has dropped, and therefore you can't be bothered doing the nookie nook because, oh, there's the tummy, can't be bothered doing the nookie nook because your bits are dangling. Okay, that's what I'm taking from this. Before we go any further, your fanny, by the way, in Europe is your front bottom, just in case there's any Americans listening. Over there it's your backside, you know, the way you've fanny packs, we call them bum bags. And actually I met Amy Poehler once, she's a comic actress, and she was giving a talk in Trinity College, and I just let her know that her book was brilliant, it's called Yes, but she has a whole description about how her dad held her when she was born and he cradled her fanny in the palm of his hand. And I just said, you know, just in case here in Europe you get a bad reaction to that one, fanny here is your front bottom. So, okay, your fanny has fainted. There is an operation you can get. I know of someone who got theirs tucked and tightened. That's an option. I, on the other hand, have never had problems down there. Probably because I had C-sections, but I did go to Jump Zone with the kids once, and let's just say
The trampoline at home is grand, but those ones in the warehouse, there's kind of a moment of suspension in the air where anything can happen. And it did. And yeah, so, you know, headed off, dried my shkunders under the hand dryer, and the kids were still jumping, and there was another woman out jumping. She was probably 10 years older than me. And I said, oh, you're very good at the jumping there. I said, are they your kids? And she said, they are, yeah. And she said, I've had the hammock put in. It's brilliant. I thought she meant she'd had the hammock put into the garden or something. And she's like, nope, I've had the hammock put into my urethra. It's like a sling. I said, I'll be damned if I'm sticking a hammock into my urethra. Fair play to anyone who does. But no, I'd say when my fanny faints, I'll be just getting nappies.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
So my tips to anyone who is trying to get their hole outside of the corona time, if you're trying to get your hole, because, you know, you could be listening to this at any time, I would say get up off your hole to start with. Don't be sitting around swiping right and swiping left and all that crack. Just get up off your hole and go out and meet a human being and have a conversation. There are people out there that you can meet through someone, and then they come, they're not going to be an axe murderer or a serial killer then. They come with half a CV if you meet them through someone. That was the old fashioned way, right? And if you're looking for your hole during this whole virus quarantine thing, I think there's something wrong with you. Sorry, that's my stomach. Oh dear God. Well, there's definitely something wrong with me that I told everyone they had to do a fast and forgot that I'd have to do it myself. Who the heck fasts? Like, what's that all about? And actually, I just remember on a previous episode, someone asked a question about how they could deal with their expanding hole during this whole quarantine thing, because we're all putting on too much weight. And I said, well, try fasting. I didn't mean fasting for 24 hours or 36 hours. I meant actually, you know, take a break between meals, you know, maybe skip a meal. I did not mean do this 24, 30. If you can do it, great, because apparently it's good for my health. And do you know what? I'll let you know if I do start levitating or feel enlightened after it all. And I'll actually let you know if I lose a pound or two. I will. So, yeah, the next one could be on the hole in your stomach. But for now, if you really do need to have sex, definitely put some 3-in-1 oil in the bed if it creaks, or get yourself some chocolate or, you know, a dirty book. I don't watch porn myself, but I'm sure most of you do. It's a very popular activity. I got forced to watch a porn once, just a few minutes of one. We were having a double date with friends of ours, and we went back to their house and we were staying the night because they said, you know, get a babysitter, leave those children things at home. And it was brilliant, and I unfortunately had a few drinks, which doesn't go down well usually. So I was cartwheeling around the living room and they put on a kinky movie and implied that we should all replicate what was on the screen. I ran and hid in the bedroom. Oh my God.
I sat in my clothes until the sun came up and I sobered up. I was like, Scott, don't even look at me. Don't touch me. Don't, whatever. I'd say we're on video in here. We're probably on some Asian YouTube channel. And got up and left. But you know what? Those people didn't think there was anything unusual about it. Like, apparently if you're in your 30s and you haven't had a group, mass, gang, something, there's something wrong with you. Anyway, I don't mind. I missed that boat. Be grand. So if you enjoy the podcast, tell your friends. And as usual, if you didn't enjoy it, shut your hole. But if you do know anyone who could do with my valuable advice on getting your hole, forward them this podcast on getting your hole. Podcast number 3 of Heal Your Hole with Norma Sheehan. And do please send your queries. I love them. I can never use them all because some of them are too sad. Although I might do another sad one soon. And some of them are too filthy. But I do throw in a few of them with a teeny bit of censorship. I'm off now to record a few voiceovers here in the boot when I finish talking to you. And that was my stomach again. And one of them is actually on food delivery during the coronavirus. Another voiceover I have to do is on Parentline. It's Parentline to help parents who are losing their minds. And then there's another one I think I have to do about a kinky phone. No, it's not a kinky phone line. It's a kinky website where you can get gadgets. So these are all the essential things that are being advertised at the moment during the lockdown. Kinky toys, food, and parents going insane. So till next time, all comedy tour stand-up dates will be on healyourhole.com, as well as merchandise for Healing Your Hole or t-shirts or tote bags. And do keep sending your questions in there or to Instagram or Facebook as well. I'm there somewhere. Norma Sheehan, actor, or Norma Sheehan, Sheehan, unusual spelling, always done wrong.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.